Paul Tonko, tell me about immigration. We're hearing a great deal now about the Republicans having a transformation. They took a look at these election returns and they said, we got to have us some of that.
Yeah, what was it, 28% of the Hispanic vote?
Yeah, they took a look at the election returns, and all of a sudden there was a lot of people out with the arch conservatives and in with a little bit more reasonableness. Do you think that'll help the Democrats get some kind of a program through?
Well, I think it brings votes to your column, perhaps not the way you'd want them. I think we should be unapologetic about our immigration reforms that are essential. They're required for us as a nation to maintain our sense of definition. We are a nation of immigrants, but we also need it for economic development purposes because of the absolute strength that so many bring. There's this passion to the immigrant population to work very hard and be productive. But I've seen the immigration impact fall upon farming, on the agriculture industry with migrant workers. But I've also seen it in engineering perspectives with the talent that we need for an innovation economy, a high-tech economy, a clean energy economy. And we also see it in our healthcare arenas. The medical professionals that are looking to enter in oftentimes require a call to our office to assist if we can somehow with an immigration problem. So I think we need smart reform here. We need to go forward with a sound path to citizenship that is an earned path to citizenship. But, you know, to have 11 million undocumented workers and to have this injustice continue and the weakness where we don't fund our naturalization process. The agencies in charge need the resources. That's why we have the lines we do. And of course, the border patrols will continue and they need to be strengthened. But the promising caveat here is the bipartisan approach that the Senate, the United States Senate, has taken, and then the corresponding work done by the president and his team, so that two situations out there quite similar are now urging the House of Representatives to take a good look at the immigration policies and how we can strengthen them, how we can transform them, and how we can move forward in a way that assists with our economic recovery. We need their quality work. We need their intellect.
Well, I certainly agree with you. But, you know, for the sake of just talking it out, there are those people who say that if we do an amnesty or if we do a path to citizenship or if we do any of that, that basically we're rewarding a misbehavior.
Well, I think, you know, there's enough finger pointing that can go on here. I mean, our system was not responding as aggressively as it should have or as supportively as it should have. We need the numbers, that naturalization, to make it work. But, and so there is a backlog, but it does tell us something, that there's this innate passion to come here and live here. I mean, much like ancestors that many of us might have. I mean, I'm a grandson of immigrants. I knew the passion. I saw it as a little guy. And I was impressed constantly to hear about the opportunities that this country offers. And I think the American dream, which is what ought to be in our grasp here as citizens and made available to those who want to call America home, ought to be a real thing. And so that American dream and the search for it and the desire to attain it are what, you know, strengthen our economy. I think also, you know, there've been these failures that were unnecessary. You look at the DREAM Act and what that can do within the immigration process. For those who might not be familiar with that nomenclature, you know, children of immigrants, of undocumented workers who may come here and give birth to a child, then have that child placed in an unusual situation. And there were efforts in the past, and there's an effort in this packaging from the Republican-Democrat response in the U.S. Senate and in the president's plan to allow the DREAM Act to kick in so that children born to undocumented workers will be, you know, given again this path to citizenship without denouncing them. I mean, there were, you know, they are not making that choice. They did not decide to be, you know, born to undocumented workers in a land that still does not recognize their citizenship. So I think there are some great transformations, great reforms that are being advanced that will grow in support, and where we can move forward now. And Interestingly, I think you're absolutely correct. The dynamics of the 2012 presidential election kind of brought this to the forefront. And I'm hearing that a lot of pollsters, a lot of consultants that advise all of us in the political ranks have said to many people, if you want to stay in power, you're going to have to just open your thinking to what has been a very narrow approach to the immigration issue.
Now, you say that what you want is bipartisanship, but at the same time, this becomes a tremendous wedge issue for the Democrats, because the more recalcitrant the Republicans are, especially in the House, about, you know, recognizing the reality of who's voting and why they're voting, it would certainly help the Democrats get back into power in the House.
It would. I think that, you know, some of the efforts to disenfranchise voters in general have been deplorable. And a lot of these actions are being put under the microscope and I think showcased for what they are. And they limit the sense of opportunity in this country. People don't respect that. They look at the agents who are trying to disenfranchise the voter. They're looking at those who want to deny immigrants a sound path to citizenship, an earned path to citizenship. And their actions are speaking louder than their words. So you're right. I think it creates a dynamic out there that may produce an atraditional approach to what historically is as a sixth year in a presidential term or in a two-term presidency, usually a tough term for the president's party. But again, a lot of the normal trends out there are just cast aside because of some of the unusual rhetoric that has been, you know, floating out there that really has caused people to take pause and think and really assess it for what it is.
So would you rather have the issue or would you rather have the policy?
I would want the policy for the strength of the people that require that. As a grandson of immigrants, I saw the struggle my grandparents were willing to make, you know, overcoming a language barrier, growing some money in the pocket, coming here with absolutely nothing, but the American dream in heart. I have to pour my strengths that in that direction. I owe it to their dream. I owe it to their journey, and I owe it to their hardship and their endurance that gave me an opportunity to not only live in this country, claim it as my home, but also to be able to run for office.
Paul Tonko, we love having you with us, and you're always so kind to give us all of this time.
Thank you.
Believe me, we hardly deserve it.
You do deserve it.
Okay, so when we come back the next time, I'm going to ask you the D question, drones.